Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lucas Giolito with the soundtrack of our lives. Yep. Baseball is bleeping awesome. Baseball in the playoffs is even more bleeping awesome. This is proof. Baseball isn't boring show. We're going to be with you until 3 o'clock. Then I'm going to take over, do the pregame, because why not? Because the great game of baseball is just coursing through my veins right now. We're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. I'm with Sammy Aplatesi. Yell McFarland, Sammy.
McFarland!
And someone's had his chocolate milk and scrambled eggs today. Excellent job. Jason, behind the glass, what do you got?
McFarland.
See, Jason's new, but he has like one of the best McFarlands of anybody. Excellent job. So here we go. We're on our way. McFarland. Sammy from Playtesi. Good to see you, man. You're still got a little skip in your step, right? Correct?
Yeah, I have a little bit of brain fog, but overall, I'm feeling good.
Well, that's okay. Just I don't want to shove any jalapenos down your throat today. I want you on your game all the way through 3 o'clock.
I'm correct? Locked in. I won't yawn once.
No, not once. How could you yawn today? What a beautiful day here at Fenway Park. What a beautiful day to talk about the great game of baseball. 617-779-7937. It's time to appreciate everything that needs to be appreciated today. I think that we don't get a chance to do that a lot. Sure, we can spin it forward. Sure, if you want to call up and say they don't have a chance, which, by the way, anyone who calls up and say they don't have a chance, flatly, they don't know what they're talking about, because it's not that the Red Sox are that good. It's that everybody else is that mediocre. We just saw it in Toronto. We've seen it in New York. We're witnessing it with Detroit. We know what Cleveland is. They can't hit. They can pitch, but they can't hit. We know all this, right? So if you want to call up and say that, it's your prerogative to be wrong. That is fine. But I am telling you that as we sit here right now, and this isn't recency bias, this isn't just because there's corks lying around the Fenway Park field, which we just came from. No, it is because this team is equipped to actually make the World Series. That is a fact. Are they going to do it? I don't know. But they are equipped. They're as equipped as any other team in the American League. That's a fact. Now that they're in playoffs and actually get to play playoff games, that is a fact. Sammy, am I wrong?
Oh, my God, the energy. No, you're absolutely right. Every team, you look around the AL, I'm not even talking NL, just the AL. It's every team.
Every team.
Other than maybe Seattle has glaring
holes.
Oh,
I even mentioned Seattle.
Yeah, you're not playing them anyway, so yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, you will be. Like, so tell me if this scenario is right. And we're going to go through what happened last night, one of the highlights of Sammy's life for some reason. But we're going to go through all of that. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. But the scenarios are thus, right? They can still play any team except Seattle, correct?
Correct.
Right. So if they basically win one game, they're probably going to play – they're going to play New York or Toronto, mm-hmm. right? In New York or Toronto for those best of three games. So if all they have to do is win one of these games. We're going to find out probably shortly. We'll get the news as it comes down, like how they're going to approach these, especially when it comes to tomorrow. Lucas Giolito, is he going to pitch? So forth and so on. Do we have any news on that or no?
Can't they play Cleveland if the Red Sox win?
Yeah, I said you could play any. Oh, if they win next?
I'm trying to do the math. It's very confusing. I like the expanded playoffs, but the math I've been doing the last 2 weeks has made
math be mathin'.
Gordo loves the math.
Math be mathin'. All right, well, you got to play one of these teams, and you're not going to be able to play at home. So all these people, enjoy the next couple of days, because best case scenario, you're not going to see this team play at Fenway Park for another week. But that's okay. That's okay. You either go to Toronto, you either go to New York, you either go to Cleveland, or you go to Detroit. Correct. Right? Correct.
Correct.
All right. So that all of that being said, is that there's no scenario where you go to those places and you don't feel like you can function. There's no scenario where you say, in a best of three, especially with Crochet going that first game, even against Detroit, which, by the way, he'll have to pitch tomorrow. Scooble, right?
There's a chance he will pitch tomorrow. If I were a betting man, and I'm not.
Well, this goes along the lines of what Kerosene Ken Laird was talking about what Toronto does with Gausman.
Yes.
So, and Toronto and Detroit are similar in the sense that after the number one, you don't necessarily have the Brian Baio. Brian Baio is one of the best number two guys you're going to have as an option, I think, of this entire group.
Yeah.
Rodon's up there, I would say, right? Correct?
I think Rodon's maybe a notch above. I think the Yankees are a little bit better.
All right. You know what? We're getting to the wonky nuts and balls too much. Let's get to the passion and the energy and the emotions of what you saw last night. As we said in the lead-in, this is the scrambled egg and chocolate milk game for the Red Sox. In case you missed it, Wade Boggs said to Sammy that the best remedy for a hangover, and this comes from a person who have gone through that world, being a professional baseball player, he is elite. He should know.
Oh, yeah. I like what you said. You comped it to getting hitting lessons from Ted Williams.
It was.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hangover lessons.
I don't remember saying that, but I'll take the credit for that.
It was on our episode with John Schreiber 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
So he said, Wade Boggs said, best cure for a hangover, scrambled eggs and chocolate milk. I just saw waves of eggs and waves of chocolate milk just being carted to the Red Sox clubhouse. I will say this. I was out in the field. Richard Fitz. Out there throwing. He's out there throwing already.
Richard Fitz.
Just give me a chance, buddy.
You remember his food thing? He had a weird food thing.
What was that?
He went to Qdoba, which is kind of like Chipotle, and he accidentally got some of their cheese dip, the queso dip, on a chocolate chip cookie, and he ate it, and he said it was good.
All right, well.
So he's got his methods.
I don't think Richard Fitz has to worry about it, but that sounds like a good hangover remedy for a lot of these guys in there. This is the chocolate milk and scrambled egg day. So, after last night, this was the opportunity for all, because you at Play Tassie, Sammy, you guys, you, Gordo, and Pat, and the producer, Joe Braverman, does an excellent job. So you guys are the voices of the fans, are part of the voices of the fans. Not everybody gets a chance to be on the field during one of those celebrations. In case people don't know how this works, they go in, they celebrate, they pop the champagne in the clubhouse, but more and more, they come out to the field. Like, it goes back to Papelbon dancing with a box on his head. But they come out to the field. Yesterday, for some reason, they all wanted to take their shirts off. So,
oh yeah,
I would simulate that, but I don't want to reveal that I have full muscle capacity.
Yeah.
So
it was a lot of nips. I think it was Duran and then the kids, Roman and Marcelo, and then everyone else was like, well, their shirts are off.
Yeah.
Fitness guys.
Put it this way. If James Paxton's sitting there, like, he's not taking his shirt off. So, and that's nothing, no knock on James Paxton. They said that's the veterans are like, no.
Host.
We don't need to take our shirt.
Poor James Paxton.
I don't know why I thought of James Paxton. Because I was purposely avoiding other guys who are obviously in bad shape.
Well, it's kind of funny you say that, because not that these guys are out of shape, but the veterans, Bregman and Giolito, they just lifted up.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
They didn't take them
off. You think Bregman's gone through, he's played in 99 postseason games since 2017. 99.
Lot.
You think he's taking his shirt off for a clinch?
No, this is a regular day for him.
No!
That's why we love him.
It's a Tuesday. So, anyway, you got a chance to experience that on the field. What was your takeaway?
The smell of champagne is much stronger than I thought it would be.
Well, as I just talked to Jeff Hoffman of Toronto, and he said something I think he might have said before, or somebody else said, like, you can't go with the goggles. You have to let the burn seep in.
Oh my!
You have to experience the burn.
Jemai did that. Jemai went.
Well, he did that because he probably forgot his goggles.
Maybe.
Yeah, and he's also sitting, Ken, I want a formal notification to Nesson. Jamai Webster took my seat in the press box last night. So not BBWA approved.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, they'll have to pay me in other ways.
Evil.
Well, all right. Anyway.
My actual biggest takeaway, it was really cool to see the players at Fenway relaxed. Because every time I've interacted with them, they're friendly. They're always nice. But they're in game mode. They have a game coming up, or they have something coming up, or they're getting ready for something, or they're rehabbing something. This was like, they've done it. They clinched. They can relax. The cigars, beers. It was just a different version of this Red Sox team who have been so good to us. Just nice to see. It was great. And to see them enjoy it in a market where we're so like, the only thing that matters is winning here. And then this is, it's not the end of the road for them. They still got more winning to do. But last night was a nice kind of a Richard Fitz thumbs up to the team.
Well, can I explain this to people? I heard one of the callers to Ken and Curtis talk about how like this is the equivalent of putting throwing Gatorade on Gerard Mayo after game one.
What?
No, so you have to understand this. And I don't think people can appreciate until you go through a baseball season. The baseball season is excruciatingly long for these guys. It is, when you get to this point, it is such a beast. When you get a chance to actually celebrate some semblance of accomplishment, you absolutely take advantage of it. And then you take advantage of it again. And then you take advantage of it again. If you have to have seven of these, so be it. Mm-hmm. There's accomplishments that are unlike any other sport when it comes to what it takes to get there. That is a fact. A fact. And so I last couple of years, because the Red Sox have been out of it, I've gone, because I don't know if you know this, baseball isn't boring, it's huge around the country. I went to Philadelphia a few different times, and those guys know how to celebrate. I mean, they get the fog machine in there. they're veteran guys. And a lot of them has been through it a ton. But every single time, they're in it. Like, every single time. Like, Bregman, we can talk about him not taking his shirt off, but he also understands the importance of celebrating.
Well, he showed some nipple.
Oh, there you go. All right. As Dustin Pedroia once said. Dustin Pedroia once said to me, once he got this is in context where he got a package in the mail, and it was a gold shirt, gold gym shirt, one of those tank tops that loop around, like loop way around.
Yeah.
And he's like, I said, what is that? He's like, if you aren't showing a little nipple, you aren't trying.
Agreed.
I mean, I think that speaks for itself last night.
That's beautifully said. Well, I don't understand the don't celebrate crowd.
I don't think that, I don't think people like, I don't think, especially around here. And by the way, the people at the game should be celebrating. People calling in should celebrate. People listening should celebrate, because this is, we've gone through this so many times, and we always wonder, we can't be hypocrites here. Mm-hmm. You're looking at it as saying, are they going to make the playoffs? Do they just trade Rafael Devers? What are they doing? Are they going to make the playoffs? Craig Breslow just said they're going to win more games this way than the other way. Are they going to make the playoffs? Oh, they're taking this downturn. Are they going to make the playoffs 2 weeks ago or a week ago? Oh, my goodness. There's a chance they might not make the playoffs. This is going to be a huge collapse. But they're sitting here in the playoffs. And the reality about sitting in the playoffs right now, I'll come back to my original statement. You're not only sitting in the playoffs, but this isn't, this isn't 2005 Red Sox where you're going to be waxed by the White Sox. This isn't going back to, trying to remember.
17 team had no shot. Post Big Poppy.
Yeah, it's a good one, right? So you're starting Devin Marrero. Well, all due respect to Devin Marrero, you started him in a postseason game over Devers. Like, you're trying to piece this together. That's a great one.
I can't believe that happened. I kind of forgot about it.
17, maybe it's the playoffs in 16 too, right?
16, but that was with Big Poppy, and you're like, all right, maybe they didn't win. They actually didn't do well.
No, both teams. That one, the 16-1 was against Cleveland, I believe, right?
Yeah, and you felt like they had a chance. 17 was
You tied yourself in a knot. The problem is that there was always teams that you say, or teams plural, that were better. This I don't think it's a question that this team you can match up with any team in the American League, even Seattle.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to get with Seattle. If anyone who wants to go back and say, oh, my goodness, their pitching hasn't been as good.
If you take one game on the road from Seattle, you're right in it. That's the hard part. Just one. You don't got to win both. Just take one.
And now you have this scenario where, let's be honest. The most likely scenario is starting in New York or Toronto, right? Correct?
By far.
Okay. So you go to New York or Toronto. You just took two out of three against the Toronto team that's you're going to be facing. You face Gosman. You face their top. Fine. Mm-hmm. You know what you can do in New York. Yeah, I think New York is a better team than people think. And it's always dangerous when a guy can change the game or guys can change the game with home runs. But still, like, you can go there. And you also have two guys lined up who are insanely good at Yankee Stadium.
Can I give you an inside scoop?
Ooh. Besides, does it have to do with nipples?
The guys who told me this do have nipples.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
I won't name names, but we asked probably 7 or 8 different guys on the Red Sox, and all but one of them said they want the Yankees.
Okay.
They
really?
Want it. They want the action.
They want the – okay. Yeah, that's
– The one who
that's,
said
– that's the liquor talking.
The one who said Toronto said he mentioned the Yankees' top two pitchers. He's like, I mean, come on, look at the comparison. I'm like, that's too logical.
Yeah.
Give me, like, the I want the Yankees.
Well, the guy is funny because there's going to be guys who all come out of nowhere and are difference makers, right? When you said it, they asked, like, who's the next Steven Pierce? And there's all these young pitchers. Now, for the Red Sox, we can talk about this. Will Peyton Tully even make the postseason roster? Will Kyle Harrison even make the postseason roster? Conley early today. If he's good again today, then all of a sudden that conversation becomes interesting. The guy up in Toronto is pitching today, Treya Savage, who also is the guest on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Like, he is could be also a difference maker, whether it's as a starter or as a bullpen guy. There is a ton to talk about. We got to get to all of it. I see you lined up, 617-779-7937. What a day. What a day. Weather-wise, what a day to be at Fenway. What a day to talk the great game of baseball. What a day for Jason to trend. Let's do some trend right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox have made the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. We're back. Sedan Rafaela was the key force last night with a walk-off triple to bring Romy Gonzalez home and send the Red Sox into the playoffs for the first time since 2021. Here's what Alex Cora had to say after the game.
To come in this year with expectations and everything that we went through, you know, from injuries to struggles to different personnel, and to be able to, you know, win enough games to play in October, it means a lot.
It does mean a lot. While the Red Sox don't know who they'll be playing yet in the wild card series, they do know that they will be on the road for the 3-game wild card series. The Red Sox have 2 more regular season games to play against the Tigers. Coverage for today's game on the MassMutual pregame show starts at 3:10 with your own Brad Foe. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on the WEEI, Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Connelly Early is on the mound for your Boston Red Sox with first pitch at 4:10 at Fenway. The Patriots are set for a Week 4 matchup against the 1-2 Carolina Panthers. Pats are seeking their first home win of the season. Jared Wilson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game, while Christian Gonzalez and Mike Owenu are listed as questionable. I'm Jason Ward, and that's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
All right, Jason already going to the top of the producer list. Excellent job, my friend. Doesn't that get you fired up, right? Correct, Jason? Yes? Yes?
Could not be more fired up.
Oh, see, there you go. You threw the cougar in the car. Threw the cougar in the car. That's what we're doing today. It's scrambled eggs and chocolate milk day. And the best way, that's the best way to get rid of the hangover, which some people may have that after last night. Get ready for today's game, which, by the way, the Will's on the call today, and I'm be taking over the pregame show, but we're going to be with you all the way up until the aforementioned pregame show. So everybody keep pounding the scrambled eggs and chocolate milk. Keep listening to Ace of Spades. If you have to, get in the car and throw a cougar in it. Correct, Sammy?
Yeah, it's always a good move.
Sammy, play Tessie with us. And so all the solutions that we need in case we've gone through this. And by the way, so did they take the champagne onto the field last night?
That's a good question. I think I saw a little bit, but mostly on the field was beer.
Okay, so the best bit of advice, and shout out to Justin Turpin for WEI for doing a great job yesterday. I was flying back from Toronto because I prioritized getting an $800 voucher for getting my flight switched over being there for a celebration, because there's going to be another one coming.
$800?
$800. So this is the way.
All right.
As I forced it into my Jones and Keefe hit, and I'm going to force it into my conversation now. when you're dealing with like postseason budgets and things, you do everything you can. I think we're going back to Toronto one way or the other. It could be the first round. It could be the second round. I don't know. But it's not cheap to go back to Toronto. You take the $800 voucher. You switch flights. I get to hang out to see Kevin Cash a little bit yesterday because everyone's like, oh, you thought it was a four-game series? No, I want to see Tampa Bay. Saw my guy Chandler Simpson, did a podcast with Ryan Pepio. Like, all of it. It was a great time.
See, with the voucher thing, you often say we're solving all the world's problems. This is a great example.
Yeah. Oh, I have never been more proud in my life I was able to switch my flight to potentially be there for a clinching game on Thursday night, which didn't happen, which they had mentioned – I think the afternoon guys were talking about how, oh, do you think they just slow play this to clinch at home? I'm like, no. John Henry does not go up to Toronto unless they actually think they have a pretty good chance of clinching. And he was up in Toronto. And a quick, before you go, Sammy, a quick note. I gave John Henry a baseballs and boring sticker. And he looked at me like I had 10 heads. Right? So I don't think he comprehended, like, why would you say this?
Did he say anything?
Yeah, he said, why would you say this?
That's what he said?
Kind of, yeah.
So does that mean he thinks baseball's
boring? No, I think he's saying, like, why would you, like, have to say this? Like, of course. Like, why? Okay. And I'm like, so now you have to explain.
Say, blah, well, blah, John, blah. Not everyone is
but,
as knowledgeable.
But he gave
as
it
you.
Back, so he joins an elite list of people who, the only people who have turned away the baseball's and boring sticker, John Henry, Bryce Harper, and Miss America. Oh, no. I take that back. There's one more. The guy, Ken Jennings from Jeopardy also.
I love that you know that off the top of your head. He's not reading anything.
I give those things. I bring smiles to faces all over this great nation.
He joins it.
And North America. And everyone loves sticking. The players love sticking. I mean, there's no better way to introduce an interview, especially a guy you don't know, than by giving a sticker.
But why turn down a sticker? What if?
I don't know. Maybe he thought it was so expensive that he couldn't be possibly getting for free. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but it wasn't malicious. It was fine. I think he just didn't comprehend.
You don't think turning down a harmless sticker?
No, it wasn't like he, like Ken Jennings at Jeopardy, legit wouldn't take a picture with a sticker.
Ugh.
is like, it was, you know, like in Miss America, legit wouldn't take a picture with a sticker because they're all about, well, I can't, I don't know what I'm getting into.
No free ads. And
yeah, all that.
Wait, what state was Miss America from?
I don't know.
I think this matters.
Coming off the elevator, Fenway Park.
Well, she's from like a state that doesn't really have.
Anyway, all right. I don't want to remind everyone.
Alaska.
The Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the New England Edition F-150, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. We can talk more about stickers later, but right now we're going to go to the phone lines. And what better way to start our day than with Jeff in Watertown. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, McFarland.
See, you got a little spring in your step today, Jeff. There you go.
So, first of all, kudos to Will Fleming. He owned the call last night.
Oh, I mean, can we talk about that? Not to interrupt you, Jeff. I'm so glad you brought that up. But you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, that's the point. I mean, like, for so many people, that's the call. That's, you know, just waiting by the radio. And, you know, couldn't find Apple TV, didn't know whatever. You're listening to the radio. And that call was just perfect. I mean, you were just... You know, the ball's in the air, and you're just holding your breath. And then when he just looked at that scream, it was just, it was perfect. I mean, it's an instant classic. That's one of the highlights forever. It was a great moment.
Yeah, I mean, and the Sedan play on words, which is genius by Will, because, like, you've done, obviously, he's done that with Sedan. Has had, what is it, 3 walk-offs now for the year?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's done this before with Sedan, but you can, the way that it's constructed is that you can do it on the fly and insert after you do the first Sedan, say October, right? And it could be anything, but it would just drop in October was perfect. Excellent call by Will. But Jeff, thank you for bringing that. What else you got?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, 2 weeks ago I said I'm happy that we made the playoffs. I felt like the team showed me something. And then you were so right. I mean, talk about baseball not being boring. These last 2 weeks, everybody turned into the Red Sox back in July. Like, it was like everything just fell apart. And so now, you know, you've got, you know, one of the two best pitchers in the American League as your ace. You got the best closer. You got the best manager. Anything can happen. I am just so excited. I don't care who we play. I don't care where we play. I'd be happy to go to Yankee Stadium. I'm not afraid of the Yankees. You know, it's just great. I mean, this is exactly what you wanted. And every year we tell ourselves, you know, we're not going to get sucked in. We realize it's a long season, and then we still do it every week. We're living and dying on you know, every pitch, and you know, to just get through the full season, it's just great. It's just great to be in this position. And there's really nothing much else to say.
Well, it's two things I want to ask you, Jeff. Number one is the question, which I hate this question because I think it's sort of a lazy narrative, but you sort of touched on it. Is this a successful season right now? Do we consider this a successful season?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fair. I mean, it's given everything that went on, the fact that we, traded our, franchise player in the middle of the season, the fact that, you know, there were times when Cora looked like maybe he lost the clubhouse for a little bit. There was a point when we questioned Breslow, and maybe he was in over his head. And then, you know, to get to this point, again, I feel like you mentioned 05. That's a great example. Like 05, the Red Sox going to the playoffs, there was no hope. There was no sense of like, oh, we have a shot here. It was like you expected the sweep. You got the sweep. It's just that's all it was.
And this Sammy, Jeff, Sammy bringing up 16 and 17, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, we're tired. Right. And I think that the difference maybe there was that you had hope that maybe Chris Sale would be able to be the elite Chris Sale, and he was just the opposite. But the other thing, Jeff, I wanted to ask you was the question that was brought up by the afternoon show to me yesterday. And I thought it was a pretty good one. Which is which element do you have the most confidence in? Do you have the starting pitching, the relief pitching, the lineup, or Alex Cora?
I am absolutely Alex Cora.
That was my answer. Yeah, that was my answer.
No, absolutely. In 18, he was blowing my mind. Like just the moves he made, and then 21 again. Like, you know, we didn't know what to expect, and now I just feel like. If anybody's going to figure it out, it's going to be Alex Cora. I mean, other teams might have more, but I think Alex Cora can make up for any of those shortcomings. I'm really excited to see what he does.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Good to hear from you, man. Look forward to talking with you next week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, if they don't put me on, I'm going to force myself in the studio. I mean, come on. I mean, I may be in Toronto, but doesn't matter. Okay, Jeff. Good talking with you, man. Good talking with you. So, Sammy, I will ask you those same two questions. Number one, successful season right now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Oh, easy. Okay.
It's baseball. If it were basketball or hockey, I'd say no.
Okay.
Half the teams make.
Well, you know, it's you say that now. I'm going to be just bring a dose of reality to you. You say that now, but if they get swept in whatever round, in this round, in the wild card round, and I ask you that question, that the percentages right now today on scrambled egg and chocolate milk day, I think it would be probably be like 80%. If I ask that question, if they get swept in the wild card round, it'd probably be like, it would reverse. It would probably be like 30-40%.
It would have to be an embarrassing sweep. Like not close games, errors, gross base running error. It would have to be really bad for me to say the season isn't a success if that happens. Like just the adversity this team has faced, the injuries alone, and I hate to use injuries as a cop-out because every team gets hurt, but this team has had an absurd amount.
Yeah, but you know, like all these teams have injuries.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
The Yankees lost Garrett Cole. The Yankees lost Judge for a while. The Toronto is lost Bichette. You know, every team has injuries. But I hear you. Like I think that I do want to talk about the Devers thing a little bit later because I know it's being relitigated a million times. A week ago, we were relitigating it. But it is one thing that is never going to go away. The one thing is that we said at the time is that when they got to the trade end, the biggest thing, they needed to put that in the rearview mirror. And they did that initially by being buyers at the trade deadline. And then now they're doing it by getting in the playoffs. But still, the conversation is never going to go away.
It was a little extra sweet knowing that the Giants are now out and the Red Sox clinched on a night where.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Sammy, that if you look at it and they don't hit, this isn't fair, this isn't sensical, whatever. But if you go and you don't hit and Yoshida doesn't hit and Duran doesn't hit and Bregman doesn't hit, like you're going to get the, oh, man, it would have been different if Devers was there.
I think that's justified.
Yeah, well, again, but so that's fine.
My thing is I don't look ahead with my trash talk. When I have an opportunity, I go for it. If it backfires in a few weeks from now, I'll take it.
That's because you're a hypocrite.
Yeah,
okay,
big time.
I just want to just –
huge hypocrite.
All right, before we get to the who you feel the best about, the offense – the offense, starting pitching, bullpen, or Cora. Let's go back to the phone lines. 617-779-7937. This is a Baseball Isn't Boring show. I'm Rob Bradford along with Sammy, a play testee. Paulie, what's going on, Paulie?
Hey, what's up, Bradford? Hey, Sammy. First on the hangover, Bradford, you need to have plenty of natural spring water, whole milk, and Powerade. I don't mean Gatorade. Powerade has 20%. They claim to have.
Wait. Hold on. I'm writing this down, Paulie. Hold on. So you got Powerade. What? What else?
You take a multivitamin. You start with a multivitamin, and plenty of natural spring water, whole milk, and Powerade on hand.
Okay.
They claim to have 20% more electrolytes in their product than Gatorade. And then eat foods high in protein. Now, about baseball.
Well, hold on a second, Paulie. Paulie, one second. I want you open the door for this. So this is going to be a theme of the show all the way till 3 o'clock. I want your baseball takes, but this is important. We have to pass these on to the clubhouse, which are just a couple hundred yards away down here at Fenway Park. We have to get these notes. Hangover remedies, your best hangover remedies. So far, we got Paulie's. We got Wade Boggs / Sammy's chocolate milk and scrambled eggs. Keep them coming. I love it. Paulie, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, two things on baseball. I love the electronic balls and strikes idea. I've been on that, and after that, completely on for it for the last couple of years. You've got to try to get it right. If you have the technology to get it right, you've got to do it. Umpires miss an average of about a dozen balls and strikes, which sometimes affects the outcomes of games. You know, it drives you crazy to watch it on TV, or you're watching, you see, they get the square up, and they're missing the calls, and the player he should be back on the bench, let's say, on a strike three. Then he ends up getting a hit in the next pitch. Hey, you want to get it right. It's not that, that's the way to do it. I'm all in on it completely, every single pitch. I think they're headed that way. Number two, I hate this wild card setup with this, the home field advantage. Three games for the team with the home field advantage. I think that the team with the home field advantage should be allowed to say, I'll take the first two games at home or the last two games at home. Or just set it up, yeah, Major League Baseball set it up. If I had my choice, if I was home team with the home field advantage, I would take the last two. I go on the road and not as much pressure, see if I can get to steal that first one, and then come home and get down to business, especially if you don't win that first game. But, I mean, to have no chance for a home game on a three-game series, I think that is absolutely ridiculous.
Let me ask you this, Paulie. Let me ask you this. Paulie, let me ask you this real quick.
I'll take the first two games at home.
All right. It's a lot of stuff going on. I was going to ask him, like, would you like this one, or do you like the one and out, the one-game playoff?
I will say the one-game playoff was
electric. You know, I think people in New York would say just the opposite, but we say it because it was one of the most memorable nights at Fenway Park in the history of Fenway Park.
It's not fair, though. It's not fair. When you play 162 games and then it's a one-game playoff, it's a little crazy to do it that way.
Yeah.
Three makes more sense.
I mean, it was nice why it lasted, and we've said this a million times, Sammy. Yeah. There's when it comes to identifying the best crowd at Fenway Park ever, it was that night.
That was unbelievable. Last night was great, but 2021 wildcard
no,
game?
No.
It's not close.
This was. I've said this a million times. This was the perfect storm. It was the perfect storm. The Yankees, the built-in Game 7, the lower demographic that year where you were giving college nines all over the place, so you don't have the blue bloods, so you have people pouring beer on their face all over the place. So it was just the perfect storm. And then, you have the New York, the tidal wave of New York people coming in. All of it. It was awesome. All right, before we go to break, let's go to John in the car. What's going on, John? John 8.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's happening?
Certainly, I like to take the honorary Glenn Ordway mantle at the moment and say that I was absolutely wrong on Daisuke. not Daisuke.
Yoshida
being at the DH here and being like and being a productive member at the plate. I was 100% wrong. That was fantastic down the stretch. What a month of September. But I think the biggest thing this year has been the absolute turnaround in one-run games. I can't believe that the Boston Red Sox were actually 22-26 now in one-run games after starting off, like, what were they at June 1st? 6-17?
Oh, my goodness.
6-15? Atrocious. They were atrocious in one-run games.
So, John,
completely flipped the switch.
Yeah, John, you bring up a couple of good points. Number one is, can you imagine if you won half of those about how we would be identifying the Boston Red Sox right now? It'd be like, Red Sox, they're the team to beat. Like, they're the team to beat
right,
in the American
greatest
League.
Greatest team ever.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. But yeah. I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
They'd be a very good team, and so but you didn't win it. I mean, you didn't win it. And in regards to Roshida, I said this when Roman Anthony got hurt, that this was everyone's freaking out about Roman Anthony, rightfully so. But you, in order to make this function without Roman Anthony, Yoshida had to be a guy. He had to be the guy that he's become because of the side of the plate he hits from, because of the spot in the order he hits from, all that. He had to be the guy, and he became the guy. So good points by
absolutely.
You, John.
And also, McDonald's French fries are the hangover cure.
Oh, just flat out, nothing else.
Yeah, just and they gotta. It's gotta be a lot of salt too. You gotta like put extra salt on.
Not the burger.
No, the burger. No, fries. No, because the burger I'll be crapping out. We need the fries. Fries.
Excellent.
And the, yeah.
So that's excellent point. Excellent analysis, John. Thank you, man.
I always thought a greasy burger is good for a hangover.
I don't know. Well, we're gonna lean on science for this show. Huh? Okay. All right. Joe Braverman tracking all of them. Are we getting all of them? All right. At the end, we're gonna go through them. Maybe we'll do a poll. So far, keep them coming. 617-779-7937. This is very important. If you want your Red Sox team to win today. If you do want them to keep winning, to get a good spot in the playoff rankings, not worry about, I don't know, do you care? Do you care who they play, Sammy?
I'd rather Yankees. I like the drama.
Okay. All right. So they should try to win.
I think they have a better chance at beating Toronto, but
how about Cleveland or Detroit?
Not as exciting.
Okay.
Give me the divisional.
All right. So you should try to win. And if you want to win, there's only one way to do it, to have the best hangover cure.
That's what science suggests.
Math and science. All right. 617-779-7937. Keep them coming with the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios here at Fenway Park. The streets are alive. What a beautiful day. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back after this. Woo! Come on. Come on, Sammy. All right. This is a baseball is a boring show.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Ooh. Rest in peace, who?
Oh, wait, never mind. Continue.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for bringing everything down to a morbid level. Anyway, I'm Rob Bradford. That's Sammy of Play Tessie. We've been solving a lot of the world's problems here. The Baseball Isn't Boring show. We're going to keep doing it all the way to 3 o'clock. Then I'm going to take over the pregame show. Very special pregame show because I am executing it. Very special. I love doing the pregame show. Love it. Love it. Love interviewing, throwing to the Alex Cora conversation. I love interviewing View from the Booth. Love the McFarland 2-Minute Grill. I love it all. I love highlighting last night's game. That's going to be an easy home run call of the day. Or not call of the day, right? Easy. Well, we're solving a lot of the world's problems. We're talking about last night. Sammy's top five, in the top five moments of his life, he said, being on the field after the game.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get him to figure out the other four, but we'll get that before the end of the show.
It's kind of sad because everything that's coming to mind is sports related.
Okay.
Or teams I don't play for.
Okay. Doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Good.
But I'm not going to judge you off your top five moments of your life.
I don't believe you.
All right. Again, mine may or may not have been flying back, getting the $800 of flight vouchers last night.
Were you cheering on the airplane?
Oh,
the
my
voucher?
Goodness. Oh. So good.
High-fiving people.
So good. I try to tell that story. It doesn't really, like, so I pushed it back a day. I came back last night from Toronto at 8 o'clock. And then people in Toronto were like, they're looking at me. I show up and like, what do you think this is a 4-game series? What are you doing here? Like, what are you doing here still? And so I'm happy to tell this story about how I pushed my flight back and took the $800 voucher.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How many people in Toronto did you tell about this?
At least 15. Because they know, like, even players. I walked into the Blue Jays clubhouse, and they're like, you know, like Jeff Hoffman. Like, what are you, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on?
He had to know.
Well, yeah, I had to tell him. And then, so I'm happy to tell this story, but it's very difficult to tell in a brief amount of time. I said, gather around, everybody. Let me tell you about how I got bumped off the flight purposely so I could take the flight the next day so I could get the $800 voucher because I didn't really care about being here for the celebration. It would not have been a top 5 moment in my life. I have been part of celebrations before, and my go-to, and Justin Turpin, was he in the clubhouse last
yeah,
night?
Yeah,
so Turp, our guy Turp.
Turp bombs.
Doing an excellent job in the clubhouse. I said, if you wanted, the sneaky thing that you should do is you take the corks off the floor and give them to as Christmas gifts. That's been my go-to for years.
He did.
I know, because I told him to.
He has one for you.
Right. I don't want it. I don't want a cork.
I asked if I could have it, and he said it's for you.
No, I would give him to, like, this is a gift. This is a Christmas gift. There is this. Now, you can't obviously authenticate it, but you have to take your word for it. But still, you're not going to take a bottle out of there. It's your journalistic integrity is still intact if you take a cork off the floor.
I get a cork from the Red Sox celebration locker room, I'm going to go to Logan Airport and barter with the people at the front desk and see if I can get an $800 voucher.
Well, I mean, I think that's fair.
Or the cork.
I think that's fair. All right. Well, anyway, another thing that we're going to talk more about the celebration and the ins and outs of the celebration. The last one I was in was last year, the World Series one. Where I went in the Dodgers clubhouse, and that was awesome. That was at Yankee Stadium, and we went out in the field, and Joe Kelly's sitting there ripping the Yankees in the middle of center field with his Baseballs and Boring Show, talking to Rob Lowe. I mean, it was great.
What a legend.
It was great. Oh, thank you. You didn't have to call me that. Anyway, so before we get back to the phone lines, we want to keep these coming because this is very important. Might be the most important thing when it comes to all things Red Sox today, which is the best hangover cures. Because I would imagine there's a couple people in there trying to get ready for the game that need this. Mm-hmm. Joe Braverman, producer of Play Tassie, he's been logging these. What do we got, Joe? What do we got?
So we have the obvious, the one we led the show
off. Scrambled eggs and chocolate milk. That was the Wade Boggs / Sammy. Yep.
We had Paulie call in. He said whole milk, natural spring water, Powerade specifically, and foods that are high in protein.
Okay, very specific. And what was the other one?
John in the car had said fries from McDonald's.
Just flat out French fries from McDonald's.
And they need to have
extra salt. Okay. So I'm going to give another one from our good friend Coop, the OG of basically the all podcasts, Red Sox podcast. Coop, our guy Coop, he said, go-to hangover cure in college was be dragged a seat into my shower and just sat there for 30 minutes with lukewarm to cold water.
So I've done this with lukewarm to hot water. I'm going to try it with cold water and report back next time I'm in this situation.
Okay.
Which isn't often, by the way, to clear the air.
Now, so another thing that we should know, Dennis, just hang on a second, because all these things are popping up. Another thing that happened last night with Daisuke Matsuzaka throughout the first pitch, right? Correct?
Correct.
And Gordo said they got to win. They got Daisuke. How'd they ever get Daisuke? Well, he lives in Brookline. He's lived in Brookline forever.
Lives in Brookline. It was Japanese Heritage Night.
Okay, great. So, but here's the thing. Daisuke is responsible for two things, amongst other things. But two things that jump to mind. Number one, the press box is much bigger because they built another room to get the overflow Japanese media from when they were covering Daisuke. The other thing, which I think less people know about, is that he is responsible for the Red Sox having a bidet in their clubhouse.
Yes, that I'm aware of because
I told you that. Yes. Yes. But put it on the Wikipedia page if you have to. Anyway, Dennis, let's go. Dennis, what's going on? How you doing? Thanks for hanging on. Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
Good to listen to you, bud. Been a long time fan of yours. I like the way you just talk, the way you talk, you know.
I appreciate it.
Right from the hip.
Thank you.
Been a lifetime Sox fan in 63 in Yankee country. It hasn't been easy, trust me, you know. But I seen the Sox lose 3 7-game World Series. I said, well, I guess I'm next guy in the generation pool. But anyway, after 04, it's all good now, you know. I'm still living off of 04, you know. And it's a good thing. I still hear the Yankees still breaking me my chops when I have the Sox hat on, but I give them the old-time thing. Give me that 1918 feeling. Just say it one time. They all just shake their heads and say, ah, come on, come on, come on. Oh, what's the matter? I've been listening to it for 50 years, I said, you know. But yeah, it's all good. It's all good. But getting back to your theory as far as I go with the pizza in the cold mornings and stuff, you know. Cold pizza, that's what it's all about, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Dennis, can I stop you for a second? I just appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. This is the perfectly executed call. Number one, you complimented me. Number two, you had a great explanation of the foundation of your Red Sox fandom. And number three, you pivoted. Actually, something is going to help everybody today, which is the hangover cure. So thank you for all that you do for this show. I appreciate it. And what was it? So it was pizza, cold pizza?
Cold.
Okay.
Cold pizza. Cold. I mean, I'm in the beach capital of the world right now. So it's, I kind of go both ways. I like the pepperoni and I like the broccoli. So if you're a vegetarian, go with the broccoli, you know. So it really works.
Well, Dennis, thank you so much. And I look forward to talking with you in the future. So hang on there. Appreciate you calling. And by the way, Dennis playing for the – anytime you put broccoli on a pizza, you're playing for the tie. That's science. We got to go to a break. 617-779-7937. I see all the calls come in to talk baseball, talk hangover remedies, talk about the future of the Red Sox, whatever you want to talk about. It's a great time to be alive. We're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio at Fenway Park. People are excited. Detroit people are milling around the streets, and they're not so excited. They're very nervous. But, you know, everybody jumping aboard the Baseball Isn't Boring Express. At BB Isn't Boring. Also, the Play Tessie guys, they're still just staring at a wall. They're so excited. They're off of last night at Play Tessie to get all their reaction. All right, we'll be back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.